Welcome back to episode 2548 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day five of our series. This week, we are exploring an important theme that is by popular request. That is the theme of healing from toxic relationships. All week long, you have been guided in meditations to help you heal from relationships that don't necessarily support who you are. And these are relationships where you can feel like you're losing yourself. Toxic relationships consume so much energy. You can feel exhausted by spending time with someone who doesn't necessarily have your best interests in mind. And in today's episode, you are going to be guided to release harmful effects from neglect. This could be the kind of neglect where it's all give and no take. And I'm sharing with you from insider.com. This is an article by Sarah Fielding, 7 Telltale Signs of a Toxic Relationship and How to Fix It. So far, you've explored how to heal from lack of trust, hostile communication, controlling behaviors, frequent lying. Today, you'll discover what to do when you're in an all-give, no-take relationship. So you can go back and listen to some of the other series if you missed those. Now, I know this might be a series where you want to go a little deeper into this topic. And as always, the full 30-minute guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app. And you can try the entire series for this entire week free. You get access to over 2,000 guided meditations on the app, as well as a journal every single week customized for the theme to take you deeper into that week's topic, as well as a slowdown guide with all the techniques right there at your fingertips. So again, the Sip and Om meditation app for extra support. Here you are, getting ready to settle yourself down to meditate. I honor you for all you're doing for yourself. Meditation is one of the best ways to instantly calm your mind and your body. So as you get ready to meditate, I want to share with you some signs that are easy to overlook in a relationship that may be toxic. This is when the relationship seems to consistently revolve around what makes the other person happy, and your needs are ignored or completely neglected. There are a few signs when you are in a one-sided relationship like this, and they can include always seemingly to be the first one to text. There might be long gaps between sending a message and receiving a response. And not only texting, but emailing or visiting or calling. Anytime you get together, it may seem as though you're the one who initiates it. Also, look out for conversations that have to do with the other person almost exclusively without really checking in with how you're doing. Also, if you find yourself asking this person to change their behavior and you ask them over and over again and they ignore you, they don't change, this can be a sign that they don't necessarily respect you. Also, if you notice that there's a significantly unequal division of labor or responsibility or contribution to the relationship. This can be someone who is taking you for granted. Now, I will say that sometimes, and I'm sure you've experienced this with people, they may not reach out to you. You may be the one who reaches out to them regularly. And it could simply be because they don't communicate as well as you, or they're really distracted or super busy. I have a really good friend, one of my best friends, who rarely ever reaches out to me. I am usually always the one to reach out to her. But when we connect, she is fully present. And I know that in her life, her day-to-day life, she's very scattered and very unorganized. So it's not surprising that she doesn't reach out very frequently to the people she cares about. But I do know that she's someone who's always there for me. I think it's more important to notice how you feel when you're with the person. How do you feel communicating together? And that's a good sign as to whether or not the relationship is right for you. I invite you now to settle yourself down, making yourself extra comfortable today, straightening your spine and gently elevating your eyes upward. As you're guided in today's meditation, reflect on a relationship that seems to drain you. You may know it is a toxic relationship, or maybe you're not so sure. You just notice that you don't feel great after spending time with a person. Just bring this relationship to mind. Notice in your body how you feel when you reflect on this person. Now, as you're seated, feel yourself supported by the ground beneath you. Feel the earth supporting you. Visualize roots stretching beneath you, and the roots represent your loved ones, ancestors, wise people in your life, people who have made a great contribution to your life, people who believe in you. And reflect on whether or not these people would support the relationship you're in. The relationship you feel may be toxic. Would they encourage you? Would they warn you? Listen to your inner wisdom. Listen to the voices of the wise people in your life. Continue to listen to your inner wisdom, these voices and whispers of those who know you best. Lean on them. You are so worth slowing down for.